right, folks, this is it. This is the end of our marathon, which started at 4 a.m. Pacific time, 7 a.m. Eastern time. So we're into our 12th hour here. But we really appreciate you hanging out with us today. This is Karen from United We Strike. And actually, we still have some of the guests in the last hour and some guests who were here earlier today with all the United We Strike members. And we want to leave you with our thoughts on why we support this movement, why we support each other, and how important it is for us really to come together and say no to this tyranny, because it's extinction or enslavement for our children. Violence is not the answer, it's a reaction. There are only two emotions, love and fear. Don't let yourself get caught up in fear, but do let yourself prepare to defend your home and what you have. Get your food, get your water, and join with us, folks. The 15th of every month, keep your money out of the system, and we can also do it the second weekend of every month. That's a lot of money. If we don't spend it, they will notice. And as our numbers grow, and as we reach out and meet more people, see if you can get 10 more people to join us every month. That would be awesome. We will be heard. We, the people, have the power. We just have to exercise it. And now I want to thank all of the members for being here, the core members. And especially right now, we want to thank Rick from the UK. I'm going to turn it over to you, mate, because you've been here the longest. Well, you took a break today, but you did come back. And thank you, Rick, for all of your great work. And your turn, buddy.
Hey, well, I took half the day off, really. So, you know, I only deserve half the credit you gave me. In fact, I think I probably took a bit more than half the day off.
A well-deserved half a day off, for sure.
Well, everybody's entitled to a day a week, aren't they?
I think that's too harsh on yourself, man. I don't think there's such a thing as taking a day off from volunteer work.
I'm paid, by the way.
Well, why don't you come back to me in a second? Because I'm really busy with the archives. Just a second. So spread the love around a little bit and come back to me in a second.
All right.
All right, well then.
Fantastic. We'll take it from here. Prepare to be romped, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to be a very disturbing evening.
Well, now, the next person, though, who's been here for the longest has actually set a record debt lift. What time is it in Switzerland?
Oh, it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
This is a late work.
Well, it's the usual working hours over here, you know.
Well,
we thank you for being here, Detlef. You know, you've stuck it out all day long, and you have such great programming and great information, and we really appreciate you here at UnitedWeStrike.com, that is for sure.
But you just can't understand it because it's in German, you know, so that's the bad thing about it.
Yeah, well, but we have an advantage. We have an advantage that we get to talk to on a regular basis. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, I've never heard of you or talked to you before, but the convenient thing is you actually speak English, and now I can understand what your program's about.
Well, yeah, so give us a highlight of what you covered today for those of us, those of our audience that have come in late that weren't here earlier. What did you cover today, Detlef?
Well, quite interesting things, obviously. You know, I had in the first hour, German, I had a band, German playing and singing band, which I use in my radio show. And we were talking about all their songs and lyrics and so forth. And there's quite some interesting people. And talked about when they woke up and so forth. And, you know, they sing about chemtrails and matrix and what have you. So that was pretty good. And then, the second hour, we had, three main issues. The first one was obviously the planned nuclear attack on Berlin on June 26th this month. By the possibly by the Gladio terror organization of NATO, which are placing a dirty bomb, possibly placing a dirty bomb in the Olympia Stadium during the Women's
World Cup. That's the same
program.
That's the same program that was at bombing in Italy. The Gladio.
Is yeah, yeah. Gladio has done their jobs everywhere. You know, whether they are always called Gladio is, we don't know. Maybe they are already active in Libya and Yemen, so forth. So that's gotcha. That was one thing, and the other thing was the Bilderberger meeting, which takes place currently in Switzerland, here close
and
by, just a few hours away.
The news on that one is that a high up official, I believe, even a EU representative, I think, was assaulted by Bilderberg security.
Yeah, two chaps from the EU Parliament, Italians. And one got his nose hit, you know, a broken nose. And, you know, we had three Swiss politicians, high-ranking Swiss politicians, who actually entered St. Moritz, the hotel, the Cervera Hotel, and handing over a letter to the Bilderberger attendees. To, you know, basically stop harassing the media people outside. And, you know, things like that. So, it's a lot going on.
Apparently,
you got some inside information, though, Detlef, right? You had a friend that was reporting directly from Bilderberg on your show.
Yeah, but that was in the third hour. So, we're still in the second.
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah, and, you know, on the third issue was Planet X, Nibiru, or Elenin, you know, the planetary body was approaching Earth and will hit, I mean, not hit, but will come into vicinity pretty soon in between September and October. And that will bring up some turbulences for all of us. And, yeah, that was about the three issues in the second hour. And the third one, I summarized everything in English, so if anybody is interested, can listen to that. Actually, the archives are up already on my page, and the YouTube is currently being produced. And, you know, then I had the direct call to St. Moritz in Switzerland to my friend attending the Bilderberger meeting, but from the outside, obviously, not the inside. And he was reporting and that he was being followed in Switzerland. He's a Swiss guy in Switzerland by big limousines with German license plates. So German secret services are following the Swiss people in Switzerland. You know, that's kind of strange.
Oh, how reminiscent!
Yeah, isn't it? You know, that was funny, and. You know, and then and talking that they have seen Kissinger there, and basically the Swiss, you know, general attorneys are basically should arrest Kissinger. So maybe they'll do that, or maybe not. We'll see.
Well, they were talking about leaving, weren't they? The Bilderbergers were actually going to be leaving the hotel very shortly and cutting their meeting short because the Swiss media is covering it to a large extent, and this whole thing's basically blowing up in their face.
Yeah, maybe. But, you know, we also got information that there's another secret meeting taking place in Switzerland in Geneva at the same time. So
yeah,
we're not really sure.
Who's attending that?
Don't know. Don't know. It's very secret. We just know that there are major security forces around a certain area in Geneva.
From what I understand, it's Bilderberg in three different places.
They'll
start one and then move to different locations, and that way, while you know, they're helicoptering over while everybody's running around in their vehicles trying to catch up. So,
so that way they can at least have two meetings going unhindered while another one is basically debate.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's about Hillary as well. I mean, she's supposed to be heading the World Bank, maybe, or so. You know, you never know.
she claims no. I think she's more concerned about being a new father. Anthony Weiner's wife is pregnant with child, and I think it's Hillary in a turkey baster.
Could well be.
Well, speaking of Bilderbergs, I just wanted to take a moment to send a shout out to the guys over at Infowars.com. Alex Jones and the guys at Infowars.com and Ted Anderson of GCN Network really did an outstanding job this week of exposing the Bilderbergs and getting Matt Drudge to expose that on his site. And he drives the news. He really helps drive the agenda of what news is covered. And, you know, it really added a lot of legitimacy to the exposure of the Bilderberg. Because back in the 90s, I used to subscribe to this little tiny newspaper out of Washington called the Spotlight. And my only connection to information about the Bilderbergs were articles written by Jim Guy Tucker in this little newspaper that I subscribed to. And to see this transformation from that little bit of a crumb of information on Bilderbergs to what it was exposed of this week, and a lot of that due to the guy's effort at GCN and InfoWars, was awesome to see. The exposure, the veil is coming off, and they're being exposed. They're going to try to run away like little cockroaches. So my hat's off to the guys at Infowars.com. You guys did a great job this week.
I love Bilderbergers
exposing themselves, finally. And we're seeing it. We've taken the glasses off.
No, we put the glasses on, I think. Like in They Live, right? You put the glasses on, you can see the truth.
Yeah.
So, Charles, what's on your radar? Yeah. Welcome back, sir.
Hey.
Good to hear your voice. So tell us your thoughts about our strike, what's going on in your world, what's going on?
Well, I mean, I like the show. It was great. You know, Hillary is a Bilderberg member, has been for a long time, and her husband Bill is Bilderberg Council on Foreign Relations and Trilateral Commission. So, I mean, all these guys, you know, we have to keep in mind who they actually represent and who they work for when they take office in our corporate government. It's not us. On Agenda 21 and which was what I talked about earlier, the Patriot Act, Homeland Security, all these issues we need to remember are issues in the legal system. That's how they trick us. You know, we can't focus on we have to bring to light the issue of Agenda 21, Patriot Act, Homeland Security, all these things. But, you know, when Congress passes a law, if they can't get it passed this one way, they just put it in another bill, right?
Yeah, or you have an executive order. I don't know, have you heard about Obama's new rural council? It's Agenda 21 all the way.
Yeah, it's like the Wildlands Project, you know, and you know how there's these massive forest fires all over the United States? I was listening to an archive of one of my shows the other day from Michael Shaw back last year, and he said with the Wildlands Project, what they're doing is they're not maintaining any of the forests, so that it'll prompt these massive forest fires. And here we are today, and we've got the biggest frickin' forest fires like in U.S. history going on in Arizona or something, and people are being forced out. You know, the whole frickin' Agenda 21 is really absolutely everywhere. You got to see it, eh? Because in Auckland, New Zealand here, they just seized control of $28 billion worth of public assets and put them into private company front groups. And then what happens now is, if you're in any of the rural part of the city, which stretches on for ages and forever, if you want so much as a chicken, you need to apply for a license. This is just absolutely the most insane, draconian crap hole that you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah, but my point was, it's nothing new. I mean, this whole thing, Agenda 21, is just a facet of the legal system that we've allowed to fester in our country that's replaced the lawful system that we have. I mean, so we can't concentrate too much on the Agenda 21 without focusing on the legal system. Because if we don't get rid of the legal system, if we do get rid of Agenda 21 without getting rid of the legal system, all we're going to have is Agenda 22.
Well, don't you think that perhaps
Excellent point, Charles.
We need to get rid of absolutely every system? Like, the political system's corrupt, the legal system's corrupt, the media system's corrupt, the business system's corrupt. Like, every single system's corrupt.
These are all in the legal system. We need to replace the legal system with the lawful system, which respects our natural rights.
I'm sorry, folks. So, no, that's what we're doing here at UnitedWeStrike.com, and you're all a part of that process. We're destroying that system, withdrawing from that system, and, you know, rebuilding it from a global perspective of humanity saving itself. You know, we're part of that process.
It's an important step to take, really. We always go back to this, and it's repetition is the best form of brainwashing, I know. So, personal frickin' responsibility. You really do have to stand up and be accountable to what is going on in your country, because inexorably you are to blame in some small way for everything that goes on. Anytime you acquiesce, anytime you passively accept any kind of draconian legislation without a fight, then you are responsible for any kind of suffering that it might produce for you. And that's what being a patriot really is about, is taking some responsibility for what happens in your country as if it was you personally doing the bad things that go on.
I'd have to agree with that.
Most definitely.
That's how you care for it. That's how you care for each other, you know? And a society that doesn't care for each other is a society that's freaking doomed, man. It's absolutely self-evident. As soon as everybody starts getting obsessed with, you know, what their makeup is or what's on Dancing with the Stars or 27 channels of American Idol, as soon as that's what really concerns them and gets them happy in the evenings, then there's something terribly, drastically, and so ecclesiastically wrong with the whole system that reality itself almost seems to be a joke in its entirety, right? Somebody says, oh, well, the reality is. And I hear about politicians. Do you ever hear politicians say that? Oh, the reality is. And it's just like, mate, you don't know what the heck reality is because you've been lying so much to everybody for so freaking long that there's not a single element of truth or grain of reality in any kind of word that would come out of your mouth.
So very true.
It's like the psychopathic cream rising to the top.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we've got some closing comments.
I was going to say, if you ever look at a pond, you know, that's really stagnant, the scum doesn't float to the bottom, does it? It floats to the top.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. We've got some folks with UnitedWeStrike.com that have some, who couldn't be with us today, have some recorded wrap-up comments. So we'd like to get to that now because, you know, we work with these folks and they have such great impact on what we do at United We Strike. I think first up is Jane. We'll listen to Jane's closing comments, and then we'll listen to David's closing comments, who couldn't be here today, and then we'll rejoin the conversation after this.
Yeah, let's listen to it.
What is it that can be said that hasn't already been said thousands of times? I ask myself this, hoping to find the magic bullet to bring people together in common purpose to defeat the vile corruption that has once again befallen our world. The fact is, this has all happened before, and if we do not muster the conviction to change it, it will happen again and again, history repeating the same sadistic loop until there is simply nothing left to salvage. There is no magic bullet to put things right. Humanity yet again stands at a crossroads. Each one of us faces a choice. Do we step forward together with unified purpose and enact meaningful change in our lives? Do we let fear, apathy, and division rule our lives as we fall deeper into the darkness? One path leads to freedom, peace, and prosperity. The other leads to tyranny, war, poverty, and suffering, possibly even total annihilation. Even with the tyrant's house of cards starting to crumble before our eyes, we must still change. If we do not, and if we survive this mess, as history has shown, this will only happen again with increased severity until nothing remains. The world around us has become saturated with deception, fear, and division. All of this being thrust upon us from every angle possible by those who we have entrusted to protect us. We have been tricked into supporting this system that is hell-bent on destroying our humanity. We have been betrayed. Those that are charged with solving problems have only created more of them for us to deal with, keeping us busy dealing with each new issue. Whenever we expose one problem and start working to solve it, three more appear to break our focus. They don't even follow their own rules. They change the game whenever it suits them and trick the people into thinking it's lawful. They only have power over us because we give our consent. A massive coordinated effort has gone into dividing the people against themselves to keep them busy fighting over things that don't matter. The fearmongers work overtime, slamming us down with all that is wrong with the world, real and imagined, so that we are in a constant state of fear and hopelessness. All forms of nonsensical distraction have been thrust upon the good people of the world to break their focus as they follow the rabbits down the hole. This serves to further divide and discredit those who are trying to expose this mess for what it is. I could go on for hours about what is wrong with our world, but that solves nothing and can be counterproductive in the bigger picture, as this is only half of the story. Too few are talking about what is going right. People are drawn to the bad news like moths to the flame, and the things that are right with the world are being passed by. We are seeing an awakening across the planet. Good and courageous people are stepping forward and coming together like never before. United We Strike is only one such example. On this path that has been laid out before me, I have met some of the most remarkable people I'd ever have thought the good fortune of encountering. A side effect of this mess we all face is that the very best of humanity is coming together in common purpose to serve the greater good of us all. As the criminals get more desperate and ridiculous with their lies, it only serves to awaken and motivate the virtuous of our world to join together to fight the cancer that has been consuming our planet. There is hope, light, and truth growing stronger every day, having taken on a life of its own. Truth is immutable, unchanging. It will stand the test of time and crush the lies built upon unstable foundations. Corruption, by its self-serving nature, is always unstable. Light will overcome the darkness and chase the vile into the shadows. Love always overcomes hate, as hate is self-consuming. Faith overcomes doubt and uncertainty, for where there is truth, light, love, and faith, hope will be in abundance. We have our work cut out for us. When we work together to change the things that we can, we will shape our world into something that can provide abundant prosperity and happiness for us all. Start in your own life. Fix things there before all else. The stability you gain will be the foundation in which you can reach out and help your family and your neighbors. Don't worry over the big stuff now. We must rebuild our world from the ground up. That starts with you. Unite with those around you to help each other. When we do this across the board, we have retaken the world. Yes, it sounds simple, but it is. The best solutions always are. We are starting to see the death throes of this new world order, and as they fall, they will lash out. There is a storm coming. I must be realistic. Things will get worse before they get better. Do not let this cause you to lose hope. It is an inevitable part of the process as this evil mess is purged. Make certain that you have plenty of food, water, and ammunition. You will absolutely need the food and water, and it is very possible you may need the ammunition as well. Do not lash out in violence, as the tyrants want that. But if violence finds its way to your doorstep, stand strong and defend yourself and those that you love. Work within your localities to ensure mutual defense. We are always stronger in numbers. If we are prepared to take care of ourselves and our communities, we will weather the storm and remain strong to finish reshaping the world for shared peace and prosperity.
I have noticed Jane had a little bit of hormone therapy and was sounding a bit masculine.
Recola!
Hey, I like that, though. David, thanks a lot, guy. Those are very nice words, and that resonates very loudly with the message that we spread at UnitedWeStrike.com. So thank you, David.
Yes, well done, mate.
Yeah, absolutely. Take care.
So let's listen to Jane's comments.
Hi, this is Janie from tax315.org.uk. Now, I'm a fairly ordinary person. I don't have any great talents or skills. Gosh, I wish I did have. I don't have a degree in political science or economics. But that's what United We Strike is all about. It's about ordinary people. People like me, people like you, coming together and saying enough is enough. For too long, we have given our power away to people in sharp suits, with false smiles and glib lines that just seem to trip off their tongues. But we are all born on this planet. We all share the same home. It is not the exclusive property for a few selected families. For too long, the ordinary people have jumped to their command. For centuries, we've been lied to and we've been manipulated. So it's time that we, the ordinary people, stand up for our rights. Then we say, this is our home, this is our planet, and I want to live free. I want my children to live free. At United We Strike, we have a very, very simple campaign. It's called Don't Buy, Don't Comply, and Ask Why. Everyone can take part. It is so simple. On the 15th of every month, just take a day out. Get out of the system for one day. Educate yourself. That's the ask why part. And look at how you are supporting a system that really is set up for your downfall and your destruction. When World War II broke out, my father signed up within the first few days. He felt it was his patriotic duty. He told me that it was important for him because he believed at the time that he was standing up for the sovereignty and freedom of our country. I remember many years later him sitting there shaking his head and saying, we were lied to, we were manipulated. We now know that Hitler was funded by the same bankers who are funding all the wars, who are funding this corrupt economic game. Today in the UK, 83% of our laws, our national laws, are made up by the European Union. And not just made by some democratic body in the European Union, but made by unelected officials who are influenced by their friends, lobbyists from the corporations. We, the ordinary people, have to work hard to pay taxes into the European Union to fund this corporate monster. I often wonder what my father would think now if he could see the state of our country. He'd be 100 at the moment, so obviously he's not alive. 6 years of his life he gave up. He saw many of his friends and colleagues die in horrible, horrible ways. And I feel that as the generation that came after him, I have let his sacrifice down. And that is why it's important for me to stand up now. To stand up for all those who have given their lives, their time, their energy for our country. It is time we took our sovereignty back. It's time we took our power back. We, the ordinary people, must come together as a global community before it is too late. So I would just say, do not be intimidated by the fact that you don't have all the answers, that you don't have some fancy degree, because the people who've told us that they do have all the answers have taken us into war after war, and they're still going with it. Please make a note of the 15th on your calendar for every month and take this day out. Take this day out and do something. Tell your friends about it. Tell your family about it. Let's get this ball rolling. And don't just keep it to the 15th. Try and do something every day. Even if it's just sending an email to someone, maybe making a flyer or putting that out somewhere, writing to your misrepresentative, whatever sits well with you. Just do something every day, because your future and your children's future is at stake. We have reached a tipping point where we all have to act now. We, the ordinary people, need to know that we are powerful, and by working together, we can really change this world for the better.
Join UnitedWeStrike.com radio on the second Saturday of every month for our live international radio marathon. Don't buy, don't comply, ask why.
Well, Jane just laid out the plan very well. It is for each one of us, the ordinary people, and we have made this just as simple as possible. Pull out of the system. Start to understand that we are the backbone of the tyranny. We are allowing ourselves to be trained to subjugate our neighbors. We're putting on uniforms and enforcing tyranny and breaking in to make sure that a student loan is paid back when the day before 9/11, Donald Rumsfeld can tell the world that he lost $2.3 trillion. And then during the war, Bush can print up $20 billion it's lost. But no, let's send our SWAT teams out in full regalia to a regular home for a student loan or into your local health food store because God forbid that you're healthy.
Yeah, so, I'm angry. Yeah. I'm angry because we've always seen this script before, haven't we? You know, the lives of our loved ones lost for nothing, no light amidst the catastrophe, and no honor amidst the scumbaggery. I mean, we really have to take our nations back, and that's what United We Strike is really all about, as far as I'm concerned.
Right, well, operating from a global scale. Oh, go ahead, Karen. Sorry.
Well, we're glad that we've got you. You know, you're in New Zealand and you're promoting, and it's just reaching out. It's letting each of us know that we are all in this together. Take off the uniform, understand what you're doing, understand the tyranny that you are creating. Go ahead, Matt.
Well, I was about to agree with Vinny, and we have to recognize that the problem is global, okay? We have to acknowledge the fact that we're being exterminated like a bunch of cockroaches and the Orkin man flies a KC-135. And if we don't resist this, we keep feeding the system on a worldwide planetary scale, we will not survive as a species. Okay? So we need to join together as one race, one species, one voice, and pulling our support out from the systems that enslaves us and plans to execute us or is executing us. And that's the message we have to send to everyone in every country, like Vinny says.
Well, there's kind of like a new anti-globalist sort of movement going around. I call it the tactic of the cactus. In every country, there's a patriot or some kind of spine where if it touches the cactus in that particular place, we'll get a prick. And that's precisely right. What I am. I'm just one big, And I seem to be the only decent one in New Zealand who's getting on radio and doing all the video and the TV and all of that kind of stuff, talking about all of these New World Order issues. Everybody else is just too limp-wristed, mainstream, maggoty bread filth. And it's just so frustrating that out of a country of 4.2-some-odd million people, it's me, I'm the best we've got, and I'm like, this is just absolutely shameful, seriously.
Well, but here's the thing in the end, and I think David's comments in the first segment were so apropos, is that we're going to win this. I mean, eventually we win, because eventually these psychopaths are going to so eat themselves because they can't stand the word no, and eventually they're going to tell each other no. That's going to be their demise. Eventually we win, one shape, form, or fashion. Now, when we win, I don't know. We by doing things, by getting active, by saying things, by not complying, by not participating in their system, we bring that back, that win a lot quicker. And that's why it's important, where you ask why, and you don't comply, and you don't buy from these people, because all you're doing is feeding the monster.
I take a different view of that, is that as soon as you do ask why, as soon as you do stop participating, you've already won, because you've broken the conditioning. That's the whole point, is to take that first step in the right direction.
Right. Yeah, and it starts with a single step. Just a single step. I know with my program, I've been doing this 5 years in August. It started with a single step of deciding, I'm going to do it. Then the next step was putting together how it was going to be done. Then the third step was going and buying a server. Fourth step was getting the stream set up. Fifth stream was actually saying, hey, here's the time we're going to do the show. Sixth step was actually going and getting a guest. The seventh step was doing the show. Steps down the road. Just one step at a time.
Well, thank you, Mike, for helping, and thank you, Vinny. You know, it does make a difference to reach out, and it's gratifying to be able to to introduce hosts who are popular hosts on their own stations to hosts from other stations, because we never get a chance to interact. And that's one of the things we try to do here as well at United We Strike, is to bring all different hosts, everyone who supports this. It's really a simple way to go about resisting. And when we finally know that we have the numbers, when this becomes so ingrained in us that we automatically say, look, we do have power, pull out, prepare yourself, we will be able to pull a global strike of such massive proportions that they will have to notice us, and we can change our world peacefully. Detlef, do you have any last thoughts here from Switzerland? And thank you for staying awake for so long.
Well, it's the usual morning hour, you know, when I go to bed. You know, it's about 4 o'clock in the morning. No, I'm just kidding. That's just due to
the,
all...
Is the Swiss club life really, really lively, is it, this time of year?
Yeah, surely it is. I mean, you know, we have Bilderberg meetings all the time, you know, so it's an interesting small country. So is New Zealand, by the way, as well. But it's very beautiful. I've never been there, but I've seen all the pictures.
Well, no, all the pictures are photoshopped. It's really a toxic wasteland.
Well, it's the same in Switzerland. That's why, you know, it's not only the waste, the toxic waste, it's also the toxic waste people who are spending the money and time here and then who are hiding their fortunes. Well, anyway, I mean, it's not fortunes because it's debt-based money and it's worth nothing, really, because the gold is already somewhere else. No, you know, just as a closing comment, I think this, you know, you all are a great, great bunch of people, and I enjoyed very much staying with you all the day and almost all the night. So, you know, those are my thoughts, and let's go and kill the bird. No, not kill the bird, but let's get rid of the NWO.
Agreed.
That's it. Charles, thank you for coming back, too, with your book, American Freedom, books.com. And Detlef's website is wakenews.net. So, Charles, thank you for being here. Any last words tonight on our June marathon wrap-up?
No, I'm just glad to be back with you guys. I've had some issues and couldn't be around. It's just good to be back and hear all your voices and be able to help.
Well, that's short and sweet.
That's all okay. I got.
Well, it's good to hear you back, though, Charles. You know, we've missed you, and we know you've had some challenges, and we do appreciate you being part of the family here. We appreciate your knowledge and your intellect and the positiveness you bring to this whole UnitedWeStrike.com movement.
Well, thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I appreciate you.
I do. Okay, Vinny from New Zealand, any final wrap-up thoughts? And thank you also for joining us.
Oh, well, that's great. Well, in New Zealand, we broadcast live from the future. Currently, you guys are on Saturday, but I'm on Sunday. So, yeah, I can see the future right now, and I can reassure everybody that the future looks bright.
That's good to know.
Yeah, and... I suppose when you think about the whole United We Strike theme, it's about coming together and saying the exact same thing in a million different ways for a very long time. That's what the whole marathon is, you know. it really is just a celebration of the repetition of human rights, justice, liberty, and giving a flying F about your fellow man and trying to take a little bit of care at least once a month for your world to show somebody else there that you're not going to comply with the system. This is the thing. You are the gears in the system, and if any gear stops working, the entire system feels it. It's like traffic. Somebody slams on their brakes way down up the queue, everybody all the way down feels it. You have that ability in your daily life to affect everybody around you, and to not take that opportunity is a waste of your abilities. Don't buy-in to the whole idea that you have to get an education or you have to get a job or something of that nature just to pay the bills. You can actually make a choice of doing something that is really worthwhile in this world. And the people who try to tell you to go for your backup plan are the people who have already given up on their hopes, given up on their dreams, and given up on a vision for a future humanity that doesn't involve you. Don't buy into it, because that's all they're trying to do, like a slick propaganda salesman, is to sell you the idea that you are worthless, powerless, and incompetent. I happen to know that the truth, just like most other mainstream media lies, is the exact opposite. You are powerful, intelligent, capable, and extremely dangerous to a false establishment that would have nothing to do with you other than to use your hair to stuff their sofa cushions.
Well, that's a visual I hadn't thought of, but it's probably apropos. Thank you, Vinny. And Mike, thank you also for supporting us with Oracle Broadcasting. Any last thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, it's always, this is, I think this is my third or fourth month doing this. And I so enjoy being here, getting to talk with like-minded people and doing radio. I don't ever get to do with people I never get to do radio with. That's been really a pleasure and a privilege and a treat for me. And I just echo what everybody else has said. Look, it starts with the individual. An individual starting and being concerned for others and love. Love is the key thing in this. They thrive on the hate. They hate you. They want to control you. They want to kill you. In the end, love beats it. Love wins. And if we love each other, we care about each other, it's a huge start and is a game changer. And as I said earlier, in the end, we win. They know that. We know that. It's just, let's make this win faster than having to go through some really bad times.
There you go. There you go. Well, thank you, everyone, for being part of this. And it looks like we've got our master producer there. Rick will have the archives out very quickly, so if you were part of the program today, we will be emailing you the archives to your segment early next week, so please post them. If you would like a banner for United We Strike to post it on your website, we have that available as well on UnitedWeStrike.com. We want it to show up as a sign of unity and peaceful resistance, peaceful noncompliance. And the fact that when you post that, you're telling the world you're awake. You don't have to be fully awake, but you're awake enough to realize that we've all been had, lied to, and screwed over by a system of IMFers, and it's time to get them out of office, take our power back, and save our world from the pollution and destruction being rent by military madness. Now, Rick, you have been in the UK. You are the producer there. We want to hear from you here, and to thank you also for all the work that you've done and also the work you've done on Internet Community Radio. I remind folks to tune in tomorrow. We'll have live music tomorrow along with other interviews. So the marathon will not be finished yet. You'll hear archives tonight, but more live broadcasting tomorrow. Rick.
Yeah, I just want to echo the community side of what we're trying to achieve here. We're trying to link up all the talk shows together, but unfortunately the main producer is myself, and I'm struggling very much with time. So you know, if anybody wants to help in any way and come on and learn how to produce or whatever, then I strongly urge you to get involved in United We Strike. You can get hold of us through the websites. You can get hold of us at icradionetwork.com. That's the international community side of the station. UWS station is going to be doing live events. So United We Strike is going to be doing a lot of events, and we plan to have some videos up and do all sorts of live things. We're going to have a link up with the UK column coming soon. We want a permanent link to Mike Rivera's show and many, many more. So, you know, get involved, get in touch with us, and help us any way you can. And, you know, right at the moment, it's late here, and I don't know what more I can add. Everyone's just said about everything. I agree with everybody. These marathons are fantastic. It's really, really great fun to be part of, and I really do enjoy producing the marathons, and stay tuned. I mean, we're joining Open Your Mind Radio every Sunday between 7 and 9. That's UK time. We go over to Musicians for Freedom. We're there till midnight. We do live music. We've got Charlene, Chad, Voodoo Stingray. We're going to be having Alan, who's going to be taking a regular spot shortly before. We've got Sovereign Independent Radio on a Monday between 7 and 9. That's UK time. You know, Karen can probably fill you in on the American time zones. We've got Detlev's show on a Tuesday from 3 till 5. That's UK time. And I know over in German time it's Central European, I think. Is that right, Detlev? I think something like that. That would be 4 till 6, quite possibly.
Absolutely, yeah. Right, Rick. Tuesdays and Thursdays.
And Thursdays, yep.
Yeah.
Wednesdays at the moment is a day off for me, and I don't do anything on a Wednesday other than, you know, I also have a full-time job, so I work 8 hours a day. So, but, you know, Wednesday nights I get off. But we're going to be moving from a Friday, we're going to be moving Runnymede Radio over to a Wednesday. That's with Judith Hitchin. She works very closely with Albert Burgess, and she's going to be transforming the Runnymede Messenger into a full radio program. So it's going to be a 3-hour show every week, which is going to be really focusing on constitutional issues in Great Britain. So Thursday, you know, we're back with Detlev. Friday, we've got we tune in with Tony Goslin and BCFM from 5 till 7 UK time. At the moment, Judith's show is running straight after that. That's 8 till 9. Then we're with Bonnie Hoag from 9 till 10. She's from the Bonfire Coalition, which is linked with Skywatch News with Rosalind Peterson's site, which is CaliforniaSkywatch.com, I think, if that's right.
Yep.
We've got, yeah. Rosalind Peterson normally takes the hour after Bonnie, although she's on a bit of a break. She's got some issues to deal with at the moment, so she's taking a bit of a break at the moment. But we'll be playing the archives anyway, and then every second Saturday, join us at United We Strike. We'll do a radio marathon where we're normally going for about 18 hours a day, or is it 16 or something like that. It's a long day. That's all I know.
Yeah, well, and it gets to the end of the long day, and after agreeing with everybody that comes on here for like 18 hours, you think, oh, maybe I should just rip into some climate cultists or call Bilderberg as some scum filth that need to be executed with extreme prejudice for a moment to get all uber aggro up in here.
It does feel like that. But what we want to do with the community side of the radio is we want to get every single patriot. We want one station where everybody can get everybody that they love. And I'd like to get simulcasting with Alex Jones. I'd like to get simulcasting with a whole bunch of people. But unfortunately, I have time issues here, so. You know, we're training producers, so we're going to build this thing. This is going to happen. So you'll be able to tune into our network, and there's an app on the iPhone. You can get the tune-in radio player. You can do it on Shoutcast. You can find us on Shoutcast. We're broadcasting on two streams, so we've got two channels. This isn't just UnitedWeStrike.com radio. This is also International Community Radio Network. So, you know, at the moment we're operating on two channels, and generally they will simulcast alongside each other, so what's broadcast on one. However, UWS, United We Strike Radio, is going to be focusing very much on the event. So if there's an event and somebody has a show programmed in, that's going to be going on the IC Radio Network channel, and the event's going to go out on UWS. Both channels are currently available from icradionetwork.com. That's www.icradionetwork.com.
We want people to produce. And Vinny, maybe we can get you to be able to simulcast and include Mitch. And I want to shout out here too for Hal behind the woodshed, who has been hanging out with us all day long. Somehow we missed pulling him in here as we are winding up. But this is all about us, folks. It is really a joint effort. It's me and you and everyone here who recognizes that violence is not the way. Thank you so much for being part of this. And Rick, is there a way we can pull Hal in real quickly here to join us on a quick goodbye? Mike, thank you, and thank you for Oracle Broadcasting. Charles, thank you. Detlef, you've broken the record staying up late at night. Benny, thank you. What time is it over there in the future?
It is 1:56 p.m. Sunday, the 12th of June.
So it's the middle afternoon. Hey, I want
I can tell you in the future here as well. It's also very nice and sunny, with a gentle breeze blowing, and the screams of birds as they get eaten by domestic cats.
Chemtrail. Hey,
chemtrail.
I don't want to leave today's show without thanking Karen. Karen, you've put a lot of effort into organizing the schedule, getting the guests lined up, and putting together a real fine, flowing show. And I know you put a lot of effort into this. We talk about it on our conference calls every Saturday. So my hat's off to you, and I salute you.
Yes.
Well, thank you.
Here, here.
Amazing. Applause, please, Rick.
There you go.
That works.
Yeah.
I was just waiting for that football stadium full of fans to, like, ragingly and drunkenly give Karen Quinn Tostado their odious applause.
Yeah, well, you see, what we've got to do is we've got to wait for them to phone in, you know, when they're all clapping. So it takes about 10,000 people, an empty stadium, and somebody in a good 3G area.
So we close our shows, folks, with a unique thing we like.
Matt, we got Hal in here.
Hal. Been okay, Hal.
All day long. Because none of this is possible without all of you. Hal, thank you for hanging out all day.
Well, thank you for all your hard work, and Detlev, waking up that early to do that. My hat's off to you. All you people, Mike, thank you very much for what you do every day, and just keep plugging away. Thank you, Charles and Matt, all you guys. And Karen, thank you very much for keeping me in the loop. And I appreciate what everyone's doing, because I think we are making a difference, and it's just the next person to take it on, and the next one, and the next one, and pretty soon we have a big family of people that are just finally not taking it anymore, and trying to get sanity back into their world.
That's it. Now, I'll be on with you tomorrow, and we'll also have tomorrow Neil Fox. There's a song, actually, Vinny, if you haven't heard this, you'll probably like it, but we're going to play the beeped-out version of F the Fed. And we'll have Paul from Poker Face in the afternoon there. We're going to have Marcus McEwen on. He is a personal life coach with his wife, Paola Ambrosi, who is an author, and she has written an incredible book. She's a medicine woman. She is quite interesting. So thank you, everyone, for being part of this. Thank you, Rick. If you want to help us, folks, if you want to help Learn to Produce, if you want us to simulcast your program, we could use you. Get in touch with us at UnitedWeStrike.com. You'll find all the information there. My website's TaxFree15.com, WakeNews.net.com. And I think that pretty much wraps it up. Again, thank you to everyone. And Matt, it's your cue here now.
Well, just before we do, stay tuned. We'll end the program how we end the program. That's fine. But we've got about 30 minutes of. It's music, but it's educational sort of music. So, you know, stay tuned. It's interesting. So, Matt,
okay.
All yours.
We close our shows with a very unique saying, and I'd like to thank everyone for staying with us today. I thank everyone from UnitedWeStrike.com, all the guest hosts we have. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Death to the new world order.
And just for
we're not your slaves. We're going to defeat the new world order.
Where are you from? You're from Southern England, or a pirate?
I like you to play.
And just in case anybody was wondering what the hell we were trying to say, here's the pre-recorded version we did earlier.
To the new world order.
And that was the pre-recorded version.
and that was incidentally pre-recorded beneath a 40-foot stone owl whilst wearing hooded cloaks.
We had that done live at Bohemian Grove.
Yeah, while running from Henry Kissinger to a giant Vaseline, yes.
Apparently, before you get, you're allowed into the Bohemian Grove, you need to get a Brazilian.
Can you imagine Alex Jones yelling "Death to the New World Order" as he chases Kissinger at Bohemian Grove? That would be awesome.
Catch them with their pants down.
I'm just curious. Is there an update on how the politicians are getting on over there? Because I've been out of the loop for a little while. So, is there anything I missed?
Well, apparently, there's plenty of like occult, sexual worship and things of that going on. I imagine they're getting along quite swimmingly.
Well, I wouldn't want them to think they were going out with their porn while they're in Switzerland.
Well, there are caves, everywhere.
I hear bellboys at Bilderberger on the run. They're hiding as much as possible.
Absolutely. Somewhere in the woods.
No change there, then.
Well, yeah, because if they're running into the woods, that's, hey, it's my old hunting ground. Let's go.
Come on, we've got to go back to the kitchen. Nine!
And Peter, you're going to have to another mineral water. Oh, my God, I've got to go back again.
Hello, young man.
He prods me with his miniature Bilderberger kettle prod. That wasn't a kettle prod.
It was an alien probe.
It was known as Kissinger's kettle prod of love. Here you are.
miniature.
And now I've figured out what Anthony Weiner's all about. He's auditioning for Bilderberg. I get it now. It all makes sense.
Oh, what a tangled web we weave.
Here we go.
Instead of sending it to the girl in Seattle, he meant to send it to Kissinger. I how we could have gotten this mixed up, I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, Kissinger and pantyhose, I don't know what you were thinking.
I don't know what he was thinking.
That thing is after such a great day. Now the visuals that we're leaving people with are really not good.
Oh, no. I hope no one's eaten dinner. It'd be a bad time to be trying to munch some food with imagining Henry Kissinger in a bra.
All you have to do is imagine this. Remember the movie Joe Dirt? Buffalo Bob, it puts the lotion on, Henry Kissinger.
I think there's a need for a new world lotion.
And it's better bump rose.
I want to all say, right. Zimbo, those remarks. Thank you very much. You're all pawns.
Well, this isn't going to make its way into the archive, and this
and probably better off.
So this is just a freebie, right?
This is free
archive,
listeners. So yeah,
Benny, now is the time for you to drop the F bomb. Okay, that's as you were instructed.
No,
to
let's not do that.
you've got to be effing kidding me.
Wait, hang on, I've got a beep for that. I've got a beep for this, honestly. I really do. Ready? And if I can get this right.
Are you
ready? Kissinger, ready. You can off. I don't know how that's
working. Yeah, okay, you got the bleeper. You got the bleeper going, so we can drop an F-bomb.
But see, when you tell Kissinger to do that, he responds, I'm trying. I've been trying for a long time.
Extremely trying.
George W. Bush didn't do it for him, huh?
No. That's why he went to Cheney's office.
He'll be like, please explain.
He found Cheney to be more of a cunning linguist than Bush.
Yeah, more of a talented tongue.
Yes.
Better spoken first.
Tune in on Sundays. You got to join us Sundays. We really have great musicians, and they play live, and it is a lot of fun. Sundays from 2 to 4 Pacific time. Welcome. It is, yeah, you know, you guys should come in, and if you're around, pop in and join us, because it's we're getting music in here, because you know how it can be depressing.
It's like the Live Lounge. It's like BBC's Live Lounge. I don't know if anybody in America knows of the BBC Live Lounge, but they get the musicians in and they play live music, and that's we do something similar. And music is a very important part as well, because it's as much in the psyche, it's as much a part of the revolution as anything else. So
yeah, indeed.
You cannot have a revolution without it.
No, and we've got some great musicians.
Absolutely.
I mean, the movement. Yes. You know, I'm not saying we have musicians as United We Strike. We don't own anybody. Well, I own Karen, but you know.
So you're starting your own stable, are you now, Rick?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm trying to train Detlev.
It involves several gimp suits.
Yeah, don't forget the masks with the apples and stuff.
There you go.
Yeah. Did you borrow those off George Bush Senior?
No, I stole them. He didn't see me take them.
Oh, well, he taught you well.
He's probably looking for them right now.
I'm still looking for the 1,000 points of light. 1,000 points of light. Prudent.
There you go. Yeah. Still looking for a UN takeover of all the world to control the air we breathe and the water we drink and the food we digest. Oh, thank you, Bushy. You're just a fabulous UN representative, aren't you?
You know, some good news to close this out. A Rothschild's actually committed suicide over the last week. So it was the air smelled. I mean, too, the air smelled a little cleaner. The sun was a little brighter, and another one bites the dust. Wow, and he was supposed to.
There you go.
Yeah, I know. I thought that the world felt a little less cancerous this morning.
You noticed it, see? it reverberated worldwide.
Yeah, I mean, you know when you've got cancer, you know, you feel this pain and this anguish and whatever. And I woke up this morning, I was like, a dark cloud has been lifted. He who shall not be named has been killed.
Well, maybe that's why the Bilderberger broke up, because they had to run to the funeral, maybe?
Yeah, the Bilderberger lost one of its main patties.
Oh, dear.
Bilderbuggers.
They're going to eat him.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, absolutely. It's
yeah, they might eat him.
Probably some
You're
description
right.
of sacrifice. He'll be served up with an apple in his mouth as part of the banquet of the Bilderberger, you know, things served at the hotel.
And he's on the spit at 33 1/3.
Yeah. Absolutely. Rotating with his tie and suit and all. Rotisserie Bilderberg.
You know, Vinny, they're sitting here writing notes between each other. We never have these two on together ever again.
And the queen gets the nuts.
They're going to have Bilderbergers.
Oh, yeah.
As a matter of fact. Hey, Johnny, it's barbecue.
And it is not grass-fed beef, and all the vegetables are GMOs.
That's right. Is that what we're eating?
For us, we're walking pedals on a Barbie, mate.
Speaking of barbecues, I'm wondering if this Anthony Weiner fiasco is really a subliminal ad campaign for Oscar Mayer.
Maybe Oscar Mayer might be a Bilderberger.
Well,
it is Jewish, after all.
No, it'd be a Builder hot dog, then.
Yeah.
Well, it's supposed to be only with premium beef.
Burger King would be Bilderberger ad. But anyway, Anthony Weiner. I don't know. I'm surprised that it took so many days for people to pick up on the name and what he had done. It just seemed to be too much of a canned Vienna sausage.
Yeah. Well, he ran around even after the picture was released and said, "You're making mountains out of molehills."
Yeah, absolutely. That's what happens when a lot of men talk about their meat.
Well, I thought if it was a molehill, they wouldn't have had much to say, right?
Exactly. And now we know who his favorite actor is, and that's Pee Wee Herman. Because Pee Wee Herman couldn't run the public and handle himself properly. Although Anthony Weiner was heard to be making one Pee Wee sound as he was tweeting.
Well, if they got married, what would he be known as? Pee Wee Weiner?
or imagine being in the doctor's office, Weiner, Pee Wee.
I think the Pee Wee had a better handle on the problem.
I think
at least Pee Wee was able to see it all the way through before he was arrested.
I think we just lost the audience.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, we really note. Did.
Yeah, definitely no.
I can confirm we still have listeners.
Oh, so
they're dropping like flies.
Yeah, honestly, well. it's like Independence Day over here.
Okay,
I think I'll be dropping out here shortly, guys. I want to go make myself some dinner here. Going to fire up the Barbie. I've got some lamb, organic grass-fed lamb chop, shoulder chop. I want to put on the grill and see how that works for me.
No beef?
Because I can't eat beef anymore. I can't eat beef anymore. No, it makes me sick. No wiener tonight.
I certainly hope that your grill doesn't either melt or explode into particleized dust.
Oh, yeah, you made me scared with that. You're freaking me out, man, because next time I put the charcoal lighter fluid in there, I'm just going to stand back from about 5 feet and throw a match at it. Yeah. You're freaking me out.
Oh, you have to stand away about a half a kilometer or something like that, man.
You don't have to worry about the barbecue. It's the jetliner that it attracts.
Oh,
yeah, absolutely.
So do not play with air paper airplanes while lighting the barbecue grill.
Yeah, seriously. Barbecues are to a jet airliner what a flame is to a moth. Seriously.
Oh, no. Well, I'll take my chances, okay? I put up my 757 screen, and hopefully I'll be safe.
If we don't hear from you next month, we know what happened.
Get a giant, get a giant bug zapper.
Just have the barbecue in the dark. They can't see it.
Oh, wait, I've got the own dark Fukushima model, so, hey, no problem. You know, I'll wait for it to really settle down here.
Actually,
if I were an Oscar Mayer wiener, everyone would want a Twitter pic of me. Finish your song
here. If you were a wiener.
That's long and short of it.
It's been a very nice day.
I'm seriously gonna get out of here. I'm tired as.
Well, I'm as the producer, I'm going to end everybody's torment now. So, you know, stay tuned for the next hour. We'll chuck some decent music your way for a little bit, and we'll repost the archives running, you know, the top of next hour at the absolute latest. So, it's been a pleasure for me, Rick, in the UK. Adios. Anybody else want to say goodbye?
Good night.
Happy trails, everybody.
Yeah.
We're going to have to train everybody. If they want to be part of the after party, they got to hang out with us because it's the one and only time they'll ever hear it.
Yeah.
Just a new world order. Yeah. Thanks, everybody, for listening to us. We put the awful in lawful. We'll be back some other time.
New World Order. We'll be right back.
of the world have agreed a global plan for recovery and reform. This involves the biggest interest rate cuts in history, the biggest fiscal stimulus we have ever seen, the biggest increase in resources in the history of our international institutions, with $250 billion, more money than ever before, for trade finance as well. For the first time, we have a common approach around the world to cleaning up banks' balance sheets and restoring lending. We are engaging in a deep process of reform and restructuring of our international financial system for now and for the future. And we have maintained our commitment to help the world's poorest. And we have put more money aside for that and also for a green recovery. These are not a single collection of actions. This is collective action, people working together at their best. I think a new world order is emerging, and with it the foundations of a new and progressive era of international cooperation. We have resolved that from today, we will together manage the process of globalization to secure responsibility from all and fairness to all. And we've agreed that in doing so, we will build a more sustainable, a more open, and a fairer global society.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see. We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
Now that we can begin to understand that the world order
that globalization brings and what it's going to look like. It's driven forward now not just by the balance of military strength or wartime or ordinary political power. It's being driven forward by a seismic shift in economic power that we see around us. But what does the New World Order mean for countries like ours who are looking to succeed? I suggest that the countries that are going to succeed are those that combine flexibility, free trade, open markets, with proper stewardship of the environment, and investment in education, infrastructure, and innovation. And the question for us is how we meet and master all these challenges to ensure that Britain enhances its competitiveness in the process and realizes what I believe is our destiny of success in this new world order. So, in conclusion, ladies and gentlemen, a new world is emerging. It is a new world order with significantly different and radically new challenges for the future.
You want us to stand down. You want us to back off. You want us to shut up. While our country and our sovereignty and our borders and everything we've ever been and everything we'll ever be is being destroyed. You got the nerve to call us traitors and call us conspiracy theorists just because we're informed, and you knowingly lie to your audience, and you knowingly try to keep them from the truth, and you try to keep them from learning the serious peril this nation and this planet is in. And all these people do have is hurt. That's all the New World Order is. That's all they're ever going to be.
Join sovereignindependence.com radio on icradionetwork.com every Monday at 7 p.m. UK time. Breaking the truth.
European leaders this week are to hold a summit that could lead to an anti-American European superstate. Unelected European elites want European nations to hand over what's left of their sovereignty to the European Union.
What you're about to hear will both surprise and outrage you. It's the true story of Europe. It's the story the politicians don't want you to hear, because it shows how they've deceived us. The plan is to create a federal European superstate. This new country called Europe will have one parliament, one government, one court of justice, one currency, one flag, and one anthem. That has been the plan all along. But those who favored this knew the people of Europe would never accept it. They would never willingly surrender their freedoms to become just a province-class European superstate. So what did the politicians do? They conspired to keep the truth from the people. This project go back to the 1920s, and for the men behind it, noted as a Frenchman, Jean Monnet, their ultimate goal right from the start was to create a United States of Europe. Their aim is to place the people of Europe under a form of government like nothing the world has seen before. To achieve their goal, they came up with two brilliantly clever ideas. The first was that it could never be achieved overnight. It would have to be assembled piece by piece over many years without revealing its ultimate purpose. The other idea was that all the national governments of Europe should be left in place while being gradually hollowed out from within as they passed under ever greater control by the supranational power.
the only country that has a vote, and they say no. Just as only two countries had a vote on the euro, and they both said no. The fact that the Irish have said no means not just this treaty, but the whole European Union project now has no legitimacy whatsoever, and we are demanding a stop. The whole ratification process, the European Union needs to obey its own rules, and well done.
You don't understand this. That's happening right now. States have already approved the treaty, and the European Commission believes that the remaining ratifications should continue to take their course.
President, nobody else has said it, but I will. Well done, the Irish. And yet, before the official result was out, there was Mr. Barroso holding a press conference in Brussels, looking as shifty and as dishonest as anybody I've ever seen, saying, despite what the rules of the club are, that the treaty is not dead and we continue. Frankly, it was a disgusting display. It was an insult to democracy. It's perfectly clear that the ratifications should stop now, and the implementation of the treaty should stop now.
My name is Anthony Coxon. I'm Secretary of the National Platform campaigning for a no vote. The Treaty of Lisbon is a revamped version of the Constitution for Europe, which the French and Dutch rejected in referendums. It would give the EU the constitutional form of a state for the first time in legal terms and make us real citizens of it. This means that Ireland would no longer be a sovereign independent state after Lisbon, but would be a regional or provincial state, rather like New Jersey, for example, in the United States of America. In power political terms, Lisbon would put EU lawmaking primarily on the basis of population size. This would more than double Germany's weight in EU lawmaking from 8% to some 17%, while Ireland's weight would just fall to less than half of 1%. That is why I'm urging you to vote no to Lisbon as not being in our interests or in the interests of a more democratic or less centralized EU.
UnitedWeStrike.com radio on the second Saturday of every month for our live international radio marathon. Don't buy, don't comply, ask why.
Attention all you rule breakers, you misfits and troublemakers, all you free spirits and pioneers, all you visionaries and nonconformists.
Everything the establishment has told you is wrong with you is actually what's right with you. You see things others don't. You are hardwired to change the world. Unlike 9 out of 10 people, your mind is irrepressible, and this threatens authority. You were born to be a revolutionary. You can't stand rules because in your heart you know there's a better way. You have strengths dangerous to the establishment, and it wants them eliminated. So your whole life you've been told your strengths were weaknesses. Now I'm telling you otherwise. Your impulsivity is a gift. Impulses are your key to the miraculous. Your distractibility is an artifact of your inspired creativity. Your mood swings reflect the natural pulse of life. They give you unstoppable energy when you're high, deep soulful insight when you're low. Been diagnosed with a disorder? That's society's latest way to deny its own illness by pointing the finger at you. Your addictive personality is just a symptom of your vast, underused capacity for heroic creative expression and spiritual connection. Your utter lack of repression, your wide-eyed idealism, your unmitigated open mind. Didn't anyone ever tell you? These are the traits shared by the greatest pioneers and visionaries, innovators, revolutionaries, procrastinators, and trauma queens. On the social scene, space cadets, mavericks, philosophers, derelicts, business suits, flying fighter jets, football stars, and sex addicts, celebrities with ADD, alcoholics who seek novelty, first responders, prophets and saints, mystics, and JJJs. We are the same, you know, cause we're substrate of the cosmos. It guides the very current of time and space. The way is known by some as the will of God, divine providence, the Holy Spirit, the implicate order, the Tao, reverse entropy, life force. But for now, we'll simply call it the way. The way is reflected in you as the source of your inspiration, the source of your passions, your wisdom, your enthusiasm, your intuition, your spiritual fire, love. The way takes the chaos out of the universe and breathes life into it, giving it divine order. The way, when expressed by the mind, is genius. When perceived through the eyes, is beauty. When felt through the senses, is grace. When allowed into the heart, is love. Of the flame. Wayseers have an unexplainable knack for just knowing the way. They sense it in their very being. They can't tell you why or how they arrived at the right answer. They just know it in their core. They can't show their work, so don't ask. Their minds simply resonate with the way. When the way is present, so are they. Society begs you to ignore it.
Depression blocks most people's awareness of the way. Censoring all thoughts and impulses from the unconscious is their prefrontal cortex, the Gestapo of the brain. Nothing which violates its socialized programming even gets through. But your mind is different. Your mind has been cracked wide open to the way. By some miraculous genetic trait, some psychotropic chemical, or maybe even by the will of your own soul, your brain's reward pathways have been hijacked. Dopamine employed to overthrow the fascist dictatorship of your prefrontal cortex. Now your brain is free of repression. Your mind showing you the way. This is what makes you a wayseer. 90% of human civilization is populated with those whose brains are blocked to the way. Their brains are hardwired to enforce the social programming indoctrinated since birth. Unlike you, they cannot break out of this programming because they have not yet experienced the necessary revolution of mind. These program people take social institutions and rules very seriously. Society is full of games programmed to keep people's minds occupied so they will not revolt. These games often cause sick fixations on peculiar protocols, power structures, taboos, and domination. All subtle forms of human bondage. This distinct form of madness is not only tolerated by the masses, but insisted upon. The program ones believe in rules so forcefully, they become willing to destroy anyone who violates them. Wayseers are the ones who call their bluff. Since wayseer minds are free to reject social programming, wayseers readily see these social institutions for what they are, imaginary games. Wayseers comfort the disturbed and disturb the comfortable. Helping those who are lost in these games and refuse to help themselves is the calling of many wayseers. Since wayseers are the ones who keep contact with the original source of reality, they are able to disrupt societal conventions and even governments to realign humanity with the way. The wayseers are an ancient lineage, a kind of priesthood, carriers of the flame, ones in the know. There must always be wayseers to reform the dizzying psychotic spinning wheels of society, giant mindless hamster wheels obscuring the pure blue sky.
Media censorship.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories concerning the attacks of September the 11th. Malicious lies that attempt to shift the blame away from the terrorists themselves, away from the guilty.
People are always asking me, yo, Gemini, what's your angle? Are you a devil or an angel? And I say both, as I continue to blame the Knights Templar and the Hospitallers, the real reason New York lost their towers. Don't sit back or hesitate to react to the impact. Many taking a nap. In fact, they would fake an attack to make way for the Patriot Act. Some say, hey,
to say that, but it's the same game. Different name on the map as they place blame. And they aim at Iraq, it's a damn shame, cause they never claimed the hijack. Following the fiddle, one with a bound hero, the town hero, responsible for ground zero. Objects in the mirror, close them, they appear so clear, your ear to hear the sound of fear grow. Beware the eagle, the dragon, and the ego, and footage that they show that we are forced to see slow. Persecuted and disputed because of what we know. The strength that controls these kings come from below. Observe the nerve of this dark heart government, thinking they can devoid a spark with another myth. Walk right up, take the Ark of the Covenant. The cards have been pulled by the shark, and I'm loving it. Look hard, and you will find seven heads of the beast behind 9/11, wrapped in fine linen. Even John Lennon couldn't imagine this modern day Armageddon. We've been ambushed, pushed to the edge, persecuted because we disputed to know the ledge. Pledge allegiance, not even if the world stops turning. Never trust a bush unless it's burning. We've all been ambushed, pushed to the edge, persecuted because we disputed to know the ledge. Pledge allegiance, not even if the world stops turning. Never trust a bush unless it's burning.
There is a chance for the President of the United States to use this disaster to carry out what his father, a phrase his father used, I think, only once, and hasn't been used since, and that is a new world order.
From junior to senior to Grandpa Prescott to the Nazi mouse house and the center at Epcot. Let's not forget their messed up mascot. Skull and bones taking up Geronimo's rest spot. These fallen bones are not alone in their upset plot. These dark gnomes are part of one, so I take my best shot. With the heart of stones, they are prone to never get caught. Is there a cold phone details and emails on your desktop? Many be growing up gaudy like Mayor Giuliani. Practicing karate with the Illuminati. Antonio Kimosabe, who's quick to kill somebody for the love of mud honey or a little blood money. I don't find these thugs funny, they sell drugs to Bugs Bunny. Not that it's any of my business that I'm his Daffy Duck's funny. Just hide it when they laugh at me and what my dreadlocks done. When they kill tiny children, left many building blocks bloody. The square and the compass and the almanac. Are you aware that they're amongst us and it's all an act? Some Yezza and Azazel now come crawling back. Drove to Bohemian Grove, dressed all in black. A serpent king worshipping a stone owl. The dragon Ronald Reagan and Colin Powell. Flipping scripture like Vanna White, showing a vowel. We have to plan to fight and never throw in the towel. We've been ambushed, pushed to the edge, persecuted because we disputed to know the ledge. Pledge allegiance, not even if the world stops turning. Never trust a bush unless it's burning. We've all been ambushed, pushed to the edge, persecuted because we disputed to know the ledge. Pledge allegiance, not even if the world stops turning. Never trust a bush unless it's burning.
Remember this, your government funded and trained Al-Qaeda.
Listen to the sound.
to Vietnam through a veil of napalm. Don't forget your mistakes and where you came from.
Sheep.